The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
It's so good to be back with you. How you doing? This is Vince the Voice, and this is Black Mental Matters, the podcast designed to address the issue of mental health in the Black community. And let me just first say, I hope everything is okay for you and yours during this wild, time with the coronavirus. But that's why this podcast particularly is so on time, because even though you can't get out, even though you can't maybe see your doctor in person through telemental health, which is not new, but it is really relevant right now. Where you have a delivery of your medicine via digital means in a non-in-person situation. We had such a great program with Mike Jones. You'll get to meet him, but we kept talking after the interview, and we're gonna flip it around and play that first, because kind of summarized, and then we'll hear the actual recording. So hey, that's how we do it. It's Black Mental Matters. Here we go.
Wow, Makiba, I'm telling you, that was amazing. And the fact that this service is now available for those of us that are at home, where you can get some mental health counseling through your phone, through your computer, that's pretty dang good.
Absolutely. Huh? Yeah, through your tablet. Vince, this is really interesting, because about 10 years ago when I first saw this being advertised, I thought this was some type of hoax. And when I saw sign up for counseling via the internet or this site, I thought, okay, this can't be legit, because when I think about mental health, I'm thinking about it from the perspective of a client like myself that's gone through depression and the very clinical diagnosis, and this can't be something that you can just handle online or that can be treated online. So I did not think that this type of platform was legit. So this was so great to hear Michael explain this from the point of the person that is the mental health professional. And he looks like me.
Yes.
This is one of my people telling me, hey, this is not only a legitimate platform, but this is how it works, and this is what the benefits are from it.
And not only, he does the counseling himself, but he's taking the step, to train others. That's,
right.
That is right in line with what we, this is, it really was. And so, when my wife told me, Vince, you need to go get some counseling, I'm going to jump on my computer right quick. What you doing? I'm doing what you said, baby. Close my door, leave me alone. I'm in my session right now. But
right.
It could be just like that, just as convenient as that. And then when I come out of this room, I'm a whole lot better.
Absolutely. And Vince, when you think about our folks, everybody's got a phone, or everybody's got some type of media, or most people have some type of media device, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be, an Apple or whatever. Anybody can have access to this, because most people do have some type of phone or some type of digital device, as opposed to, hey, I got to get in the car, I got to go find this person, I got to go sit, I got to meet this person, I got to take the time out of my day. Like, this is really the rubber hitting the road when it comes to mental health.
Yeah, this can beat the Corona, Heineken, Hennessy virus, whatever.
Amen.
You ain't limited. That ain't going to control our lives. We're gonna get the help that we need.
No, it's not.
We're going to get the help
that
we need.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
That's right.
That's Black Mental Matters. Thank you so much. It's Black Mental Matters, once again, with Vince and Makiba. Makiba, how are you doing? How do you even describe this time, huh?
It is surreal. These are unprecedented times of all these closings and shutdowns, private businesses, government entities. It's a lot going on right now, and it's something that we've never seen before.
Yeah, but you're doing okay, right?
I am doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I know you're over there living large and having a good time, eating up everything.
Right. Wow, you going there?
But listen. I'm just so excited about the Black Mental Matters podcast. And last week, you is kind, you is important, you is smart. That just went over so well. And it touched on, think about even with this time right now, if you are are in a isolated situation and you have someone at home that's dealing with depression, that show right there can help you out a whole lot, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And to give, you know, anybody who's listening just some context of what we're talking about, you know, we are under self-quarantine in the U.S. or most of the U.S. So we are, you know, talking about what the impact of the COVID-19 virus is having on not just businesses and families and schools and children, but, you know, also on people's emotional well-being and the heightened anxiety, and coupling that with the social distancing and people running out of supplies at the grocery store because there's this mass panic right now. You know, this is something that we really need to be talking about.
It is. I was just saying that in order, if you got 20 cases of toilet paper at your house, how many times you
what
need,
are you doing?
You need to,
and it better not be us either, fam. Y'all better not be hoarding no toilet paper. It better not be us.
Yeah, don't do it. But you know, again, as it relates, you know, Black Mental Matters and to our minds, I mean, if we can't, mm-hmm. you can just get, you know, kind of freaked out and think. In fact, I'm going to confess, because, you know, I got some mental stuff myself. I was watching TV and I just jumped up and ran to the store. I mean, just jumped straight up, Makiba, from the couch and ran to the store and started buying stuff. And
wow. Did you get ribs, Vince? Did you get ribs?
Forget you. But snitching all the time. But when I got done, I got back to the house and said, Vince, what did you just do? You know, your last $120 you had in your pocket, and you just went and bought eggs and milk and apple juice and all this stuff. But hey, I mean, I do understand, because now they're saying, you know, it's not, who knows how long.
Right.
You know, you could be up in the crib.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I mean, so there is a sense of alertness that we do need to make sure that we do have the adequate supplies at home. But, you know, but there's a balance in everything. And that's why I'm so excited about having this next guest on, Vince, because I've always been interested in teletherapy or telepsychology or, you know, whatever the terminology of it is, as it pertains to instances like this where there is impending danger or the things that are happening or can happen, you know, in our society that will prevent us from going and seeking out therapy face-to-face. So I'm really interested just to hear how this is being rolled out.
Well, I tell you, it's no doubt that the mental health field in the United States come under the scrutiny as a field that's in dire need of change. And if this situation don't let everybody know how much of a change may be needed, I don't think anything can. And so what we're going to be discussing today, and we had a great expert that's going to be joining us, is what do we call it? It's like tele mental health. We'll get the right, but being able to access mental health professionals through technology, as you said, not having to go to an office, mm-hmm. avoiding that stigma of having to drive down there, you know, and receive treatment right there in the privacy of your home. It's an amazing, mm-hmm. fascinating, and I'm so excited as well and proud of this brother who is out in a place called Searcy, Arkansas. And he's just gonna laugh because I know Searcy, Arkansas. And I said, he is where? And so, listen, you all don't want to miss this. When we come back, we're going to be talking to, he is the founder of Renewed Vision Training, Mr. Michael Jones, and he's going to be joining us in just a moment. Stay there. It's Black Mental Matters. It's Black Mental Matters with Vince the Voice and Makiba Reed Johnson. And Makiba, we're going to be joined now by the founder, creator, designer of online courses for mental health professionals.
Awesome.
It's called Renewed Vision Training. And I do want to tell you a little bit about this brother, because, I mean, he is an interactive reality therapist providing support and practical feedback to help clients effectively address personal life challenges. Sound like he do what we do, Makiba. Welcome, everybody. Michael S. Jones in the crowd. Michael goes crazy for you. Michael, oh my God, Mike!
How's it going?
Doing fine, man. Doing fine, Michael. Again, telehealth, man, you are on the leading edge of, and in such a time this is today, well, just go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mike, so we can, you know, really get to the nitty gritty.
Well, I'll go way back now. I won't give you the whole story. But, you know, I'm from a little small, literally two red light town in West Tennessee. I've been trained as a mental health counselor for the past 17 years. Been married for 22 years. Got two daughters, and so and just enjoying life right now. So things are good, and things are busy right now with mental health world right now. So we're just trying to do the best we possibly can.
And so as I learned about you, you were kind of on the forefront on this being able to work with patients. Through technology. Talk about that a little bit. What even got you into doing something like that?
Well, it's really funny. So I will say, let's go back maybe 15 years or so. I'm trained as a therapist, but at that time in my life, I was a minister as well. And I found myself driving back and forth an hour each way for getting counseling for myself. Mm. And because the town I lived in at that time, I knew all the therapists there and I knew most of the ministers there. So I wanted to be able to get the therapy I needed, but I needed to find a place where I could do that, you know. So I did that whole thing of driving back and forth for an hour for about a year, and that got tiring after doing that. You know, you fast forward, I moved from Pennsylvania down to Arkansas, and I started teaching at a university, and we are starting to do online supervision for students, but it's not something that was not really practiced that much at that time period. So I went and took a training online to do it, and it was basically 15 documents you read. So you read the documents, and now you're able to go online and do therapy, which I thought, that's a little weird, just to read some documents to do that. Yeah. So I ended up getting my certification that way, and so I went to my counseling board and said, hey, this is something I'm really interested in. I would love to write my own curriculum, and say backs me on that. I took about an 8-month time period, wrote a curriculum for telemental health. So since about 2012, I've been training people how to do telemental counseling and how to do supervision online as well, so they can reach their clients and reach their supervisees through video. And so that's kind of where I started doing that back in 2012. And it's grown since then, and it's been an interesting journey so far.
Wow. Oh, that's so interesting. Michael, can you just let our listeners who just may not really have that much information on, you know, just the regular, the face-to-face counseling, can you just kind of let them know exactly what is telemental health or teletherapy?
So telemental health counseling is basically whenever I have a counseling session with the client, and I'm using some type of interactive video software, I'm using the phone, I'm using email, or I'm using text messaging, one of those ways of connecting with my clients. So I primarily focus on doing video-based counseling with my clients and training individuals. How do you do that in an environment where you are able to connect with the client and be able to talk to them and learn technology on how to do that, and also how to do it ethically as well. So that's kind of what I've been doing for the past few years.
So you not only do it, but you train the other folks other therapists on how to do that. That's wonderful, bro.
I feel like that's the only way you can do it, because there are people out there who are training. But my thing is, I think you need to be practicing as well. So I still practice and I still do this myself, so that when new software comes out, I try it out and I want to know how it works. That way, when people ask questions, I want to be able to give them an educated answer on it, because I've actually used it versus this is what I've heard. You know, so I still practice online as well and still continue to train people as well.
Right. But Michael, can you just let us know, like, what are, with what's going on right now, you know, with the social divide and people trying to make sure that they're still able to get in their therapy sessions. I've been listening to a lot of therapists that have not been ever set up online, and they are now just trying to get on Skype or get some type of platform that they are aware of. And then I'm seeing, you know, the online therapy programs like Talkspace and BetterHelp. What is the difference between individuals that are using this media and the collaborative effort of getting all of those people together in a program? Hmm.
Well, it matters on how they go about doing it. So there are so many different specialty groups who focus in on doing counseling, and they'll find therapists online. So there's one group that I have a very close relationship. His name is Lenny Carter, and he started this software called MyTrueCircle.com. And basically, you're able to go on and find providers in your area who provide telemental health counseling. And so he has a directory to set up there, and also he has the software as well to do that. And so he's been a very good connection of mine for the past 3 years. And so I've used his software quite a bit as well. There's other places like smartcounseling.com where you're able to get connected with people who do telemental health counseling and be able to, once again, find the services that you needed. There's another group called Therapy for Black Girls, and that's a great website, and you're able to connect with therapists to not necessarily do telemental health counseling, but that you can find services that you need. But there are a lot of great resources out there for individuals who want to be able to get counseling in an online environment. It's just, once again, it's just trying to find as close as a Google search and looking for what fits you the best.
Well, I'm sitting here, you know, right now, I'm under, I'm social distanced because can't go nowhere. And I'm tripping up in the crib. So I can't, you know, get out to come see somebody. How does this work, man? What, I just call you up? Hey, Mike, man, we got to talk, you know, and then how does it work?
So basically, let's go back to the Macho Circle, for example. You would go to their website, and first thing it's going to ask you, are you signing on as a patient? Are you signed on as a clinician? And so if you're going to be a potential client, you put your zip code in there. You put your zip code in, and automatically it shows you people within 10, 15, 50 miles of where you are to help you to see who are the providers who are already trained in this matter and they help so they can give you the help that you're looking for. And so you have websites like that who have already done the work on getting you connected with the clinicians who are in your area. Because one of the big issues for a lot of people is making sure that we get clients who are based in the same state that we're in. So that way, that way I'm not here in Arkansas and seeing somebody in Alaska. We try to keep it within those state lines that way. But yes, that website like that help you to find people who are already providing these services for you, let you know what insurance they take, different things like that. And so a lot of that work is done for you on the front end.
Well,
excellent.
Yeah. I mean, the question though, still, you know, when we talk about, say, telemedicine, what they're saying now, you know, so I guess the doctor looks at you through the screen and he can tell that your eyes are red and maybe through some Fitbit or something is showing you that your heart rate is. But with this, not as a, I guess, in the training, but as a patient on this side, you know, what is it that you're doing for me through this mental health therapy, telepsychiatry and all that kind of stuff? How does that work, man? What's the dynamic?
Well, for me as a client, if I'm coming in as a client, one thing I'm getting able to do this from the privacy of my own home. And so whether I have an iPad that I'm jumping on or my laptop computer or sometimes even our phone, there's software you can use as well, where I'm face-to-face in real time with the clinician who is trained to do mental health counseling, but also has just the specialized training and been able to do it through video. Because one of the things that's different with for a client, you know, if they walk into my office, I can see all the nuances of, you know, they're nervous and they shake their foot, things of that nature. If that's going on, I lose a little bit of that in an online environment. So that you have these people who are trained to be able to watch for other body language issues, things of that nature, so they can, so that you still feel like you're getting all the things you would in a traditional counseling setting, but you're getting it just through your video or service that you're using.
Right. And I'm glad that you're kind of touching on the benefits, Michael, because, you know, one of the things I like about this type of platform is that I believe that it will sometimes allow for clients to be less guarded because they're in their own space. And I know that a lot of times when, you know, clients are on their way to see their therapist or to see counseling, you know, sometimes just getting up and getting showered and getting dressed, like that's a whole psychological process for them to go through. And by the time they get to their therapy session, and I've heard this from a lot of people, that by the time they get to their therapy session, they're already kind of masking, you know, how they feel because they've had to push themselves to be quote unquote okay enough to make it into the session. And what I like about the teletherapy is that, you know, clients would would seem to feel more relaxed because you're kind of meeting them where they already are.
Yes, and there's something about being in an online environment where we change. There's this terminology that we use, which is called the disinhibition effect. And you've seen this before, you know. So you know, it's like in social media, someone may say something on social media they wouldn't necessarily say to your face, you know. So,
And so we
have the same type of effect that's going on with telemental health counseling, that people just feel automatically a little bit more comfortable because they are in that space where there's a lot more control. I'm in my home. I'm not having to leave out of there. You know, sometimes a lot of times between the home and the office, they lose their nerves. They go back home and they won't get the counseling they need. And so here they get to do in the privacy of their home, and a lot of the anxiety and stuff that is attached to that and the stigma that's attached to it, they are able to work through that because it's just me and them face to face there, and they don't have to worry about sitting in the office or sitting in the lobby with a bunch of people they don't know. And so it helps them to have to kind of create that space for them there.
Oh man,
that's so excellent.
Yeah, that's real good. Nice and private one-on-one. So Mike, we got to take just a short pause for the calls, but we're going to come back again. We're talking today, Michael S. Jones, not only a counselor using mental health, but also training other therapists out there to utilize this. This is some important stuff for this time right now. You keep it right there. It's Black Mental Matters. Black Mental Matters, Vince the Voice Bailey and Makiba Reed Johnson talking to Michael S. Jones of Renewed Vision Training. And Michael, you're in a place called Searcy, Arkansas, which is, I know that place. I used to live in the Arkansas there in Little Rock and Sherwood. I know you heard of those places. And what one of the things that did this whole telemedicine, telehealth, mental health, did it come from the lack of mental health therapy in the rural areas? Because you got that's kind of out there, man. You got some cows and stuff down the street from you. I know already, but I do too.
That is one of the concerns, is that a lot of people will do that because it's hard to find people who take your insurance and also are in your area, and that makes a big difference for them. And so that part of that came from that aspect of being able to find providers who can connect with you. Another thing is too, finding someone who you feel comfortable with. You know, I've had requests before where someone say, well, I'm looking for an African-American male therapist to work with, and there's just not many in my area, period. And so that this gives them that opportunity to be able to connect with somebody who they feel comfortable with in their area. And so I've seen that happen quite a bit as well. So the impetus behind this is that we still have areas where we have a shortage of therapists. And if you have someone that has a specialty area that you really need to be working with, this helps you to be able to connect with those people who have special areas that you have, even though they may not be within driving distance for you. But with the internet, it cuts out that driving space, and it gives you the ability to get that specialty that you're looking for versus you kind of like having to kind of settle for the person down the road because they just have to take your insurance. And so I think it opens up the doors quite a bit for clients, where clients are getting the best care that they need from the person they want to get it from.
Wow.
I love that. I think that's excellent because, you know, thinking about that with telemental health, it doesn't limit you to proximity, because I know that, you know, one of the biggest complaints has been people, especially in, you know, the metro Atlanta area, that you've got to kind of map your life around, you know, the traffic and travel time. So they're trying to find a therapist that they can get to and from in a decent amount of time. And so they're kind of limiting themselves to people that are in the area as opposed to casting a broad net. And also, Michael, you just touched on something that I really like when you were saying about the inhibition effect and just how telemental health can kind of do it wherever you are, from your phone, you know, the laptop. For a lot of people, feeling of disclosing to your employer that you are getting ready to take 2 hours off from work because you got to go to talk to your therapist. And a lot of people don't want their employer, for whatever reason, to have that information. And you, with this, you can actually go sit in your car or go take your lunch break somewhere while you're at work and go through your therapy session and then come right back to work without even leaving the location.
Yes, I mean it opens up a lot of doors on that end of it, and so it makes it a lot more flexible. When you think about traditional counseling, you know, it's an 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock in most places.
And, yes.
And for individuals who are working, those times don't work, and so if I want to, I'm able to provide services after hours. And so this person doesn't have to work till 5, you know, I can still meet them in the evening, and they don't have to worry about having to fight traffic to get to me and everything like that. So I think it opens up options for individuals to be able to get the services they need without having restrictions of coming into an office.
Man, I think this is tailor-made for Black folks. This is tailor-made for Black folks.
And also for differently abled persons or persons with transportation issues, you know, people who have children who can't get, you know, child care if they're trying to see their therapist. I mean, this is just really a great option. What I wanted to ask you, though, Michael, is this somehow taking into consideration the low number of African-American counselors, you know, the percentage, you know, we just don't have that many compared to white therapists. Does this having the option of or looking at how many therapists there are in the U.S. and then breaking down, how many African-American therapists there are in the U.S. and then trying to, from that number, breaking down and trying to find out and extract how many African-American therapists are set up for telemental health. Is that even a smaller percentage?
I'm seeing a lot of African-American therapists who are a part of this, lack of a better term, this movement, because because one of the things that you think about, you know, as an African-American male, some of the best therapy I've received before is in a barbershop, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, or someone goes to hairdresser, they have these places where they have people to be able to talk to. And so whenever you start to be able to take that out of the barbershop, out of the hairdresser, now you have someone, a professional who can speak to you to the things that you're dealing with. We are seeing more African-Americans who are going into counseling. You know, I teach counseling, and so that's one thing that's important to me is to see more people of color who aren't becoming counselors, and it makes it more available to people who are needing that. Because for a lot of people, you know, when it comes to therapy, you know, we still have that big gap of I don't want to tell people my business, you know, for lack of a better term. And so having someone that looks like me when I go in there, it helps them a lot, quite a bit, to kind of to some of those walls come down automatically, because there's a connection that can be made automatically there. So, you know, I think this helps out quite a bit, because it does. It allows me to be in more places than one, because I have, once again, have the internet to allow me to do that.
Well, this telemedicine, telemental health, I mean, it is just in so many ways, again, alleviating the widespread shortage of the professionals, of mental health professionals, making it more accessible and convenient. You don't have to, you know, battle the traffic, avoiding the stigma. Nobody sees you walking into an office. You're getting it right there in your home. I understand helping a lot with addiction treatment. Talk about that a little bit. I mean, if I'm sitting there at the crib and I'm jonesing for a drink, I can pick it up and say, "Hey, Mike, I need to talk to you, man." I don't know. How is that? They're saying it's changing the landscape of addiction treatment.
So there is a lot of people who are on addiction treatment and still doing telemental health. You know, they're running groups online for substance abuse groups online, and also doing substance abuse counseling as well for individuals. And so it does allow the ability to connect. And once again, if you are in a rural area where you don't have those opportunities, the easiest thing to do is to go back to what you were already doing in the first place. But if I know I can go online and find that, you know, so in the area I'm in, there may not be much for me. But if I know, hey, there's a group that's going on online, even though this therapist may be go 100 miles away from me, and they're still in the same state, I'm still getting the help that I need. And that's where I think why this stuff is so important for us to be thinking about doing and getting the word out about it, because it is allowing people to get the help they need, even though they might not have that type of profession in their community. Because we talk about substance abuse by itself, that's a whole other, you know, another strain of counseling, and we have people who need that type of help. But once again, if you don't have those services in your neighborhood, then what do you do? And so it's nice that you can go online and do that.
Right. And also persons that are struggling with addictions and are seeking treatment especially telemental health treatment, I'm sure that they're even more conscientious of just privacy. And
yeah.
So can you just kind of just give our listeners just a little bit of comfort with, you know, how this works into the HIPAA laws and sites are secure? And I've also heard some contradicting information. Some therapists said Skype should not be used for this because it is not secure. So can you just kind of give some more information on that, Michael?
Yes, I can give you kind of a little snapshot of that. So HIPAA is basically us making sure we are protecting our clients' private health information. That's an important part of that. There's also another federal law out there called HITECH that goes along with that whenever we're transmitting client information through electronic means. And so whenever we are looking at software that we're going to use, we want to make sure that software is what we call HIPAA secure. And so basically what that does is there's a certain level of encryption that this software has. There's certain paperwork that has to be signed. And you also have to use it in a compliant manner. That way it's safe for everyone. And so I'm going to make sure that the software I'm using, it does fall in that category. So, you know, so I'm not going to be using FaceTime with my client. I'm not going to use Skype or anything like that. But there's plenty of different video software out there that people are using that that falls under what's being called HIPAA secure that people are using. And that helps the client to know, okay, this person is doing everything on their end to keep my privacy taken care of. And a good thing, I think, for the consumer is that we're held liable. HIPAA just came out with the their 2020, their fine fees. I mean, they have one fee is just for lack of a better term, it's more of an ignorance law, that where if I do something just out of ignorance, that I think the minimum charge is like $120, but can go all the way up to $1 million. I mean, so they're very serious about us being
careful. They should be,
Oh, yes, with people and information. And so that's why it's important for people to be trained in the right manner, because we have to realize we're dealing with people's their private information. And I don't want my information out there, so I'm going to be very careful about everybody else's information as well.
One of the things you talked about, that's one of our missions with Black Mental Matters, is to get more young people interested in this career field of counseling and, mental health therapy, that kind of thing. And this kind of brings it to the, hey, you can be able to, from your space bubble in your house, be able to work with and help folks all over the world. I mean, I know it's got to be exciting, Michael. It's got to be exciting what's going on right now for you.
Yeah, I think it's exciting for our field just in general.
Yes.
I think we're in a situation right now that nobody was expecting and no one saw coming. But I think in the midst of all this, all of our therapists are about to learn a lot about themselves, about this profession, and how we can be able to deliver services and to help people, because we're unsure of what time's going to look like for all these next few weeks, over these next few months. And so this is, once again, it's just another alternative for individuals to get into therapy and to be able to get the help that they need. And people are learning new skills because of this. And so I think it's going to help everybody to see the validity of what we've been doing for the past several years that's been available, but more and more people are now going to be exposed to it, and they're going to see that this is something that's going to be around from this point forward. It's not going away.
They better get together, because I'm going crazy over here, Makiba. I'm up in this house.
Oh, no.
Help me. Help me. I'm about to go get another drink. Wait a minute.
Put it down, Ben. Get rid.
Thank you. See, look, it's working already. Boy, y'all good. Y'all are good with this teller stuff. Mike,
hey, Michael, I'm sorry. I have one quick question. Vince and I have had discussions about life coaches. And I know I'm a catch heat, but every time I say this, I want to educate people that, you know, that there is a difference between your licensed therapist and all of these pop-up life coaches that are online. And I've seen a lot of life coaches making the transition to this digital media, and just people need to make sure that they know what they're getting into dealing with this, because they don't have the same type of guidelines that you all have, correct?
I wasn't set up for this one, but I'm going to answer anyway.
See there. Had to go there.
So, yeah. So when you think about a licensed professional, this is somebody who's going to school. They've, in most cases, they have got, they don't have a bachelor's degree. They have a minimum of 2 years of schooling, where they do internships, practicum experience with students. And then after that, they end up getting another 3,000 to 5,000 hours worth of practice. And so you use So you have counselors and social workers and psychologists to train people who are trained in that manner, who go into this training to be able to do this type of stuff. And so you do have people who are going the life coaching route. And I think the thing people have to realize is that when we look at life coaching, that's not for mental health. Right. That's not the purpose, but that's not the purpose behind it. And that's not me throwing shade at life coaches. It's just a reality.
That's not
what the training is for. It's just the reality of it is, as mental health professionals, we're trained to deal with mental health issues. Life coaches, they're trained to deal with, I'm in a certain point in my life. I'm trying to improve to get to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And individuals do those type of things. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. I've received training in being a life coach before, but it's significantly different than my mm-hmm. training as me and being a licensed professional counselor. And so it is important for us to do our due diligence whenever we are checking in with people, find out what the training is. Where did you go to school to get your training and things of that nature? Because it's important. And as mental health professionals, we need to be putting that information out anyway with informed consent, letting people know this is what my training is and this is what I've done to be at this place in my life. So mm-hmm. if people aren't willing to answer those questions, that's a good one to sign. You don't want to mess with that. So yeah, there's a big difference between what we do.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Well, his name is Mike Jones, and he is the founder of Renewed Vision Training. So he's training therapists, he's training you, he's a counselor. He got a lot of hats. And Michael, we just again appreciate you taking this time and appreciate what you're doing. And I know we're going to stay connected, and Makiba ain't going to let you go now, man. You done messed up now.
Uh-oh.
Makiba going to fix your life.
Makiba, we know who
fix
you are
my,
now.
Fix my life.
Don't say that.
you brought up the life coach, not me. You was kind. All right. So thank you all so much, Mike Makiba, and everyone for listening. And again, for more information about Mike, you can look him up, renewedvisiontraining.com. And hey, God bless, man. And say hi to everybody in Searcy for me.
I would definitely do that. All 10 of us, I'll tell you. I'll say hi to them.
Thank you, Michael.
Black Middle Matters. God bless. Thank you.